Part 1. Looking 4. Recognizing Signs of God.
God comes to us disguised as our life. Paula Darcy.
Chapter 1. Shimmering Attractions.
We saw his star, and we have followed its glisten and gleam all this way to worship him.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. The Voice.
When I, David, turned 50, I was reflecting on where I'd come from, who I was, and where I was going.
I come from a long line of artists, and though I had always deeply appreciated visual art, I had never explored my own talent or lack of it. So I shared this with Beth, who, in her typical noticing way, gave me a certificate for an art class at a local community art center. I discovered quickly that each day I had an art class was the best day of the week, and that I did have the seeds of some latent talent I could access.
One portrait class I took was taught by Ellie Siskind.
I vividly recall my struggle throughout the course to represent mouths and noses, expressions and gestures. Yet the one thing that stood out from Ellie's instruction was her use of cadmium red as an underpainting technique. Cadmium red has a slight orange-like hue that almost vibrates when you see it. Ellie would underpaint her portraits with the color and then cover over 99% with the natural tints of the subject. The small amounts of red that remained around the edges or were allowed to break through suggested vitality, energy, life. Even though not central to the painting, the red's presence excited. A shimmering attraction, in the spiritual sense, has a similar quality. It might be a common object, seen or sound, or it might be infinitely rare. Yet, like the striking effect of this artistic technique, God draws our attention to something in our life. He animates the inanimate, and its presence excites. Sometimes these shimmering attractions happen on the road you've taken 1,000 times or through the window you've looked out every morning as you make the coffee. Suddenly, though often subtly, something lifts from the scene before you with inexplicable prominence. It might not be unusual at all, or it might be quite extraordinary. Whatever it is, for some reason you are drawn in, drawn toward this glistening point of interest in order to take a closer look. Take off your sandals. One of the most poignant examples of this type of God encounter in the Bible is the story of Moses and the burning bush. At the time it happened, Moses was watching his father-in-law's flock of sheep. One day he decided to lead them into the wilderness, choosing a path that curved toward Sinai, the mountain of God. The hot, dry climate lent itself to wildfires, usually caused by lightning strikes. So as he approached and noticed a bush engulfed with flames, he might have formed an initial rational explanation. Yet something about what he saw provoked him enough to take a deeper look.
Listen carefully to this first-person perspective we've crafted based on the biblical account in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, paying attention to the scene as it progresses, noticing what you notice.
One crisp morning I was shepherding my father-in-law's flock of sheep as I did on most mornings. For some reason I guided them far away from the usual paths and pastures to the other side of the desert and came to a place known as Horeb. As I approached a small bluff there, a special messenger of the Eternal One appeared to me in a fiery blaze.